This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Ostremski hits a pop-up, and that is going to do it. The Gold Glover will squeeze it for the final out. Giants get a run of the night, but they fall well short tonight. A very frustrating game for the Giants. 9-5 the final.
Oh. Dave Fleming on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. 9-5 the final as the losing streak hits 6. With the orange and black. And Hayden Birdsong, God love the guy, couldn't record an out in that first inning, and it was all over after one. 5 earned runs in total he is tagged with. Hit, but the 4 walks, he couldn't get anything right. You had Ronald Acuna just running rampant on the base paths, not aided at all by the Giants defense. As I say, good morning to you, Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam Lubin, and all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work. Getting ready for the week itself, and it is a little drizzly and wet out there, so if you're driving, please be safe on those roadways. But Joe, this is the low point of the season right now. This is the lowest point. And, you know, I see a lot of fans wanting to wave the white flag, and I'll just say this. Yes, if you look at the records, they're 3.5 back, but if you ask Giants fans if they're waking up this morning, it feels like they're 10 back. Good morning.
It's one of the lowest points in a long time. Rock bottom for the season for sure. And I saw something yesterday that I've never seen before. Been watching ball my whole life, been watching Giants baseball my whole life, on a diamond, coaching, playing for over 40 years. And to have a guy go out there, not as an opener, as a legitimate starter, and not record an out, even by accident, I've never seen that before. And, you know, you knew almost early on. He walks Profar. First off, he walks onto the mound with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah.
Giants had a little action going on in that first inning.
They did.
And Ramos tags up on a fly ball. Chapman hits a ground ball to third. They bobble it. I mean, this is why you tag up. And you got a 1-0 lead. You go out there. You walk Profar. You're not even close. Bailey's got something going on with the glove where the ball, like, snapped the pocket of the glove. He has to switch gloves. And you have a wild pitch. Now Profar goes to second. Then you'll walk Matt Olson. Then you'll walk Ronald Acuna. All right? And then here comes Drake Baldwin. And you fall behind to him. And then you lay one over the fat part of the plate. And he hits an absolute screamer into right center. Acuna scores easily from first. Then you walk another guy, Ozzie Albies. Then you hit Sean Murphy.
Yep.
And then you make a pitching change.
Matt Gage, come on down. Who actually started out pretty good with two... two strikeouts. I was like, okay, he's going to get out of it.
Look, this
and
is
then
not
that,
about,
that tricky off from Nick.
Yeah, this is not about Matt Gage. This isn't about Spencer Bivens. I will defend those guys. Spencer Bivens' arm's going to fall off. Poor Hayden Birdsong. Now, it was going bad before, but he really hasn't been right since hitting that guy in the Marlins game where I lost my mind the next day with two outs, first inning, just hit the third batter of the game. And this kid right now gave us a performance. Who knows where he ends up in his career? He gave us a performance yesterday that screams, I don't belong in the major leagues right now. And that doesn't mean he can't one day, you know, reclimate himself, find his way back into the bigs. But for right now, he needs to go down to AAA. He can't even be trusted to come out of the bullpen. You can't not throw strikes at the big league level and expect to be a contributor, whether it's the bullpen, whether it's a starter, at all. He is not a big league player right now, and it sucks.
I mean, you knew the writing was on the wall the last few weeks, few starts. Hell, it's been a couple weeks since he's even pitched in a game. And you knew how important this start was just to stop the bleeding first and foremost. I mean, you're on a 5-game losing streak heading into it, and all your best pitchers just lost. Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, and obviously it's going to be up to Justin Verlander potentially if you want to salvage this series. We'll see how things go today with Landon Roop. God, they need to win desperately. Can he stop the bleeding? But Hayden Birdsong, you know, when the manager is outwardly questioning your confidence time in and time out over the last month, Joe, something's wrong. Obviously, Hayden's questioning that himself, but when the boss, when the leader of your team is out there questioning your confidence and you're 23 years old, and it was the same thing that kind of happened last year. He started off a little strong, Joe, and then he kind of faded. And we're seeing the same pattern this year. And I don't think the answers are going to be here at the big league level. I'd be shocked if they didn't send him down, but we'll see. What are the answers at the fourth and fifth spots in this rotation? They don't have any.
It might be
not good.
It might be just going with an opener.
It might be.
I mean, like right now, Hayden Birdsong is putting you in such a hole to start every game, it's not fair to anyone. At least if you plotted it out with an opener, you'd be able to strategize on the days leading up to it to try to, you know, finagle the arms. Joe, they don't have an answer. The problem is right now, they don't have an answer in AAA.
They don't. And they wanted it to be a Wisden hunt. They wanted someone to step up and force their hand, Joe, but they just haven't been able to do that, which, as we spoke yesterday, just speaks to the farm system, where they're at, one of the worst ranked in Major League Baseball, which begs the question. You know, 9 days from now, next week, Major League Baseball trade deadline, could the Giants potentially be sellers if this losing streak keeps going and going and getting out of hand? Like, I'm just looking at it from this perspective, and I hear you. The season's not over yet. It's not. I want to let everyone know right now. It's July 22nd, 2025. No one's trying to hear that. They're 3.5 back from the third wild card spot.
I disagree. I actually think it's over.
You think it's done?
Last night was the straw that broke my back.
You think that was the waving of the white flag moment?
There was so great just a day ago.
It was.
No, there was a couple of plays last night. We can't continue like this. There's a couple of plays. Elliot Ramos has made some horrific defensive gaffes in left field. And last night, I almost threw the remote controller through my television. There are two plays. Number one, lefty's at the plate. The entire infield is shifted. We watched it back. Entire infield is shifted to the right side. Acuna's at first. I think there's a runner at second or third. Chung Hoo Lee, again, against the lefty, where your infield is shifted completely, is playing so far into the left center field gap. I don't understand it.
So Olsen had doubled, so he's at second. And then, it's the bottom of the fourth you're talking about, correct?
With Acuna at first base.
Correct.
And I forget who was at the plate. Hits a ground ball.
Baldwin.
Baldwin. Past the second baseman. Now, it's a tough play. Center fielder, he's running after, but to me, that's a lollygag effort. That's not maximum effort. Hey, our season's on the line. We're in the middle of one of our worst losing streaks of the year. And Jung Hoo Lee just lobs it into second base on a one hop to Willy Adames as Acuna is running. Now, granted, this team, the Braves, dead in the water. They're chasing the Phillies. They're chasing the Mets. They have been underperforming like no other team in baseball. They might be the most disappointing team in baseball per what we expect, right?
Yep, they're one of the worst teams in baseball, yes. In the National League, they're the fourth worst record-wise.
He is flying around the bases. Jung Hoo Lee doesn't hit the cutoff, man, who Wilmer Flores is the cutoff. Now, Wilmer is kind of lollygagging into the middle of the field. He's to the right of the pitcher's mound. That throw, knowing Acuna and knowing where he's running, has got to go to the first baseman who's the cutoff home. He throws a backdoor on a one hop, just a lob throw, like he's throwing at my son LJ in the living room. And Willy Adames, good on him, is pivoting hard knowing that Acuña's coming around, and he fires home, and Acuña goes sliding in headfirst. It is the stuff of lore. That's like a, and I'm not trying to like be hyperbolic. Those are the things you hear about when you talk about Willie Mays to the old people.
Yeah.
Those are the things you talk about when people speak with reverence about Jackie Robinson. That was that kind of a play. And I'm dead serious. Scoring from first on a base hit up the middle? And Jung-Hoo Lee's going to throw backdoor to second base? What are we doing? And then to double down and have a fly ball in between after Ramos already misplayed a ball earlier in that inning. Center fielder's ball. They get priority 99 out of 100 times. And it's just a fly ball out to Jung-Hoo Lee and Ramos. And they're both like, you got it, you got it, you got it. Somebody make a play!
At first, I thought he lost in the lights because Profar that happened to earlier in the game, but I was like, that's way too far. And the way he reacted to it, he saw the ball the whole time. It just no one called for it. If you're the center field, you're the captain of that field. You call them off. That's what you're supposed to do in that situation. He didn't do it. And again, whether it's left, whether it's center, the errors are just stacking up on this team. Joe, I know it wasn't listed as one, but my God, like, come on, man.
Joe,
come on.
That was the inning on the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
Yeah.
And you're talking about no one's punting on the season. No, I am. Get Andy Lee out here. Get the former Pro Bowler out here. Pump the ball right now.
Wisnowski.
I'm done. I don't want to see certain guys on this team anymore. Jung-Hoo Lee is owed $88 million. The Jung-Hoo Lee fan club can make all the excuses they want. And I agree with you. He is a rookie, essentially.
Yes.
He's owed $88 million on the life of the contract.
It was a risk. It was a risk.
Okay. Elliot Ramos, I like him. He has been so bad defensively. I don't know how much longer you can play him in the field, in left field. I'm dead serious on that. He has cost you multiple times in the Toronto series and multiple times in one game, in the Braves game. Okay? If you're going to be in pitching matchups, which we know they are because that's the what they hang their hat on, you can ill afford to have a left fielder who can't catch a cold. All right? And then the last thing, like, call up Friedman's Supply House. I know they've got a gang of white towels you can buy there. Throw in the towel.
Friedman's
I am done with this. And I'm going to go back to, it's not, look, these are all nice guys, nice players.
Oh, no.
All right? No, Joe. It's
oh, no.
The Mike Yastrzemski's is a good, solid ball player. He's a third or fourth outfielder on most good teams. All right? I am exhausted doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's not about him in particular, but I think a lot of what I see with the Warriors is what I've seen with the Giants. Let's just say Yaz is a 75 overall, right? I'm just giving you his overall out of 100, his rating. GP2 is like a 75 overall. But they're never going to get better. They are what they are. If anything, they're clicking down. They're going to be a 74 by the end of the year, right? They stymie a 71 or 72 overall Luis Matos, who's not better than Yaz right now. He's not. He's just not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
But maybe if you play Matos for a couple of weeks, months, maybe by the end of the year, he's a 75 or a 76.
He had a moment.
But you're never going to get a chance to look at that because today, Yaz is slightly better. And I get it. But I'm done watching Mike Yastrzemski at bats. Joe, he's been with the Giants as long as Will Clark was with the Giants.
Which is pretty incredible.
Actually. No, that's a sentence.
That's actually incredible when put in that perspective.
And look, I like the guy. He's a good ball player on the right team.
It's a great last
right
name.
Now, this team owes itself to find out, as we've got a handful of days for the deadline, either you're trading Luciano and Matos and Hunter Bishop and Graham McRae and all these guys you got stashed at AAA, or you're playing them. So I'm waving the white flag on this insistence of playing certain players that you've played over the last handful of years. I'm over it. I'm over it. And then we have a Bob Melvin conversation. I don't know what you do with him.
What's wrong with Bob Melvin?
The sense of urgency from the dugout yesterday as Hayden Birdsong is melting like an ice cream cone in the middle of Fresno in the middle of August was just, I mean, come on. Pat Bailey went out to the mound. And I'm telling you, you knew three batters into that game, Birdsong's done. Just watch. Just watch. And I don't know. Joe, how do you hold a bunch of guys on 5 and 6 year deals accountable? You probably don't. It falls back on the manager. And I'm not trying to scapegoat him. I will actually defend Bob Melvin. I will. I will defend Bob Melvin. He doesn't have a leadoff hitter. He just doesn't. Like, look at some of these role players he has. He has three starters. Okay, he has made the most out of very least in terms of impact players this year. But there is a conversation about how do you hold this team accountable?
Well, I think Buster Posey spoke to that about a month ago when he picked up the option on one Bob Melvin. And he said, listen, the buck stops with me. Like this is the team I constructed or the team I am trying to construct right now. I am giving him all the talent that he needs right now. And if it's not enough, that's going to be on me. It's not going to be on Bob. So I think even Buster Posey might have already kind of spoken to this a month ago when he picked up that option and said, listen, if this team falters, it's going to be on me, not him. And I just wonder where their fan base is because I know Buster's Q rating right now is still pretty damn high. I don't think that's come down at all. So you got to find someone to blame right now, and that's what we do as fans. And I know you're not doing that. You're not saying it's 100%.
I'll defend Bob, yeah. But there's
a conversation.
An accountability,
yes.
You know, thing regarding Bob. And I will listen to people talking about the coaching staff. I think it's too much personally. Because yesterday, great example. Jung Hoo Lee and Wilmer Flores. Jung Hoo Lee and Elliot Ramos.
Yes.
Dude, my dad in heaven is yelling, somebody make a freaking play.
Right.
Like, somebody make a play. That's not on Bob.
No.
If you're a big league center fielder making $100 million on a life of a contract, you make that play.
Players got to play. Right.
Coaches, how many lollygag plays have we seen from Jung Hoo Lee in the last 3 weeks?
Too many to count. I'll say it like that. Too many to count. It's unfortunate, too. I was there the Friday night against the Dodgers where it was just not one, but two. Just what are you doing kind of a plays. And by the way, would you consider, I think we all would, Willie Adames, one of the leaders of this team, correct?
Yes, I'll go to war with Willie.
One of the heartbeats of this team. This is the quote that I think stopped a lot of Giants fans in their tracks yesterday when they're reading some of the postgame comments. This is via Justice De Los Santos, covers the team for the Mercury News, does a hell of a job. Willie Adames, quote, "I feel like in the first half we were grinders. It feels like lately the energy's not there. That's not our identity. It feels like lately we've fallen off the bus. It's just not us. We have to figure out a way to get out of it as soon as possible." They've fallen off the bus. That's one of the heart and souls of your team saying that. They've fallen off the bus. Can they get back on the bus? 888-957-9570. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And again, our guests today are the people. We want to hear from all those Giants fans I saw on social yesterday. All those Giants fans tapping into Shasky, who's on Spaces, who was going off on his Instagram, on his Twitter, on his TikTok, I was hearing. TikTok Shasky?
It's back? It's doing numbers.
It's doing numbers?
Hit Larry June would be proud.
Larry June's doing numbers, baby. And by the way, all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. It is a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. 888-957-9570.
Joe, I want you to just close your eyes and tell me how many moments that this team has had this season.
Moments.
So you have the Bailey moment.
Yeah, the Bailey moment.
What about the Casey Schmitt home run down in L.A.?
Awesome.
Okay, it was a moment. The moment of Doval against Shohei and
that
those
guys.
That
was pretty cool. That was a moment.
A couple weeks later.
That was a moment. Luis Matos was a moment for a second until they lost the game. It was cool. It was awesome. Tied the game. Ninth inning.
Seems not good enough.
No.
Right? And I think that I go back to another element. Is like, I know people don't want to hear this. Thank God Posey signed Chapman, Adames, and traded for Devers. Where would this team be without a shortstop right now? Do you trust Tyler Fitzgerald? Because that's who they had penciled in to be shortstop.
No.
And I like Tyler. I'm rooting for him. Where would this team be if they let Chapman walk in free agency and they didn't re-sign him when they did? Where he grabbed the steering wheel and said, I'm taking this contract and we're keeping him.
It would feel like the same record we've been playing the last couple seasons.
All right. And as bad as Devers has been, how would we feel about the overall organization? My point is, three of their best players, for as bad as it's been, were acquired in the last 6 months. That is the dumpster fire Buster took over. That doesn't exonerate him. He went into this year thinking, and I did too, and I'm wrong, hey, Birdsong could do it, and Verlander could do it. No, they can't. The bottom has fallen out. Now, they were proven right on Landon Roop, and I bet even Landon Roop, they would admit that they've been surprised. So, Posey is not infallible, but my goodness, thank God he made some of the moves that he did, because if Farhan was running things, we wouldn't have a shortstop, we wouldn't have a third baseman, and you sure as hell know we wouldn't have traded for Devers.
Well, what's frustrating is those guys are starting to produce now, the Adameses, the Devers of the world. Hell, four hits for Willie Adames yesterday. Are you kidding me? 230.
Well, he's a guy I go to war with.
No, absolutely. And we knew he was a second-half player. We were just getting frustrated because of the amount of money he's making. But I think the Devers trade kind of took that pressure off of him, and we're seeing that now. The problem is, like, the offense was inept for so long that the pitching had to take care of business. And they had to be perfect, bullpen and starters. And you're starting to see the wheels come off both of them, Joe, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Whether it's the bullpen, whether it's the back end of this rotation, hell, the guys you can count on, the Webs, the Rays, they just got roughed up over against the Red Hot Blue Jays team. And by the way, did they win again yesterday? That's what they do. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. There's a lot to unravel in this game. And is it a waving of the white flag moment for you, Giants fans, for the rest of the season? That loss yesterday, six in a row, 888-957-9570. And where are you at on one Bob Melvin? Should his seat be getting hotter? We'll get into it, and it's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
That's going to stay in the park. Ramos. No! Nobody catches it. And Acuna will score. Oh, my goodness. What is going on?
That's literally me when I, like, knock over the milk in the morning or something. I knock over a glass. It just gets every... No! That's Jung-Hoo Lee playing defense right now, Joe. That's you yelling at the television screen as the Giants have now lost six in a row. Braves 9, Giants 5. Hayden Birdsong couldn't record an out yesterday. It might have been one of the worst starts to a game I've ever seen from a starting pitcher, because we've seen it from openers. I think they put Zach Littell on the broadcast. What a really bad performance,
yeah,
like
count.
4 years ago. It doesn't count. That is a guy who has zero confidence. You can see it in his face. I mean, for God's sakes, he looks 12 years old when he's out on the mound. Hayden Birdsong, I don't know what you do with him. You have to put him down the AAA. He can't be moved to the bullpen. Hell, we were talking to the Hall of Famer John Smoltz yesterday, Joe. He's like, yeah, I think people just underestimate how difficult it is to just move to the bullpen in general. And the bullpen guys can't be walking anybody. That's the whole point, is to limit the on-base action. And right now, the 4 and 5 starters are just not good enough for the Giants, as Landon Roop's going to try to stop the bleeding. But, man, waving the white flag. On the season or just on certain players for you, Joe Shasky?
I just think they need an organizational shift, right? And right now, this team needs a big upheaval. And they owe it to themselves to do one of two things. Either you know, use the restroom or don't, as they like to say.
Well, we have signs for that now. We have, you know, we have to aim properly.
I'm just going to start rat-a-tat-tatting names that I'm tired of hearing about, okay? Luciano. Matos. Okay? McCray. And this isn't about these individuals. This is about overall. Hunter Bishop. Okay? That's four guys that play outfield for you right now. And then I would even throw Elliot Ramos to the side for now, because he's obviously proven at the big league.
He was an all-star. Yeah.
You know, it's funny that people say that. He was an all-star. You know, he didn't finish the season looking like an all-star last year. And that doesn't take away from what he did for months. He was awesome. I don't deny that. But let's not pretend like he has this huge, long track record. And that's not what you're doing, but I've seen people say that. Because I brought out a video saying, hey, look, I trust Chapman and Adams. Oh, well, they've only been one time all-star amongst the two of them. And Ramos has already done that. Ramos has been here for about a year.
Right.
Okay. And the same thing has happened now 2 years in a row. He started off great, hit a wall, and then, and what has happened lately is defensively, he looks atrocious.
And if you're not hitting, that's going to be highlighted even more.
Yeah, right.
And he's batting .265 right now.
So the TBD file, as in to be determined, I would put Elliot Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee, and we could put others in a second. Casey Schmidt, I would put in there for right now. And Pat Bailey. Okay, those are four guys in the TBD. But the get off the pot or do something here is the Lucianos, the Matoses, the McCrays, the Hunter Bishops, those types. To me, you owe it to yourself to do one of two things. Either you carve out playing time for them, or you trade them away, all of them. I don't care if it's pennies on the dollar. I'm tired of it, all right? And then you've got what I call the going nowhere guys. Wilmer Flores, love you, Wilmer. We're going nowhere with you right now. All right, you started off red hot. You have been atrocious. You don't have a position as of late, and you're redundant for what we have moving forward. Mike Yastrzemski, you're a good ball player as a fourth or third outfielder. You deserve to probably go get traded to a playoff team.
I think both those players, Flores and Yastrzemski, could help out some playoff contenders.
But are they a part of your future?
No.
No. All right?
Not your long-term. Yeah, not your long-term future.
Justin Verlander, you don't owe him nothing. What?
I just like the no drop from... Continue.
You don't owe him anything. Like, I'm done. We're done. Okay? So that's three guys right there. Just carve out some playing time. Let's see some of these other guys. Or if you're not going to see those other guys, trade them away. I don't want to hear about Luciano and what he's doing in AAA anymore. I don't want to see it. I don't. You owe it to yourself to either play him and put him on the big league team or trade him away. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. I'm tired of it. I'm over it. Now, again, I carve this team up into a handful of guys. You have the made men, and this is not the Warriors made men.
No.
Where they have championships.
No.
But I'm talking about contractual status has made them made men, and their back of their baseball card has proven that they have multiple big league years that are above average. Chapman, Adames, Devers, Webb, Ray, Tyler Rogers. I don't even know. We could leave some of the other guys to the side.
Randy Rodriguez.
Duvall, Randy Rodriguez is a keeper, young guy,
yes,
on the rise. Okay. I don't even know if I put Camilo Duvall in that situation in terms of like established veteran. He's a guy that might get you something back.
He actually might.
But I'll put him in there for now, Duvall. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 established veterans. who are going to me as of right now, nowhere. Seven. I got one up, like surprising, you know, upstart dude. Maybe he could be the closer of the future, Randy Rodriguez.
Maybe.
Okay. I got three dudes who are going nowhere fast on this team. Verlander, Yaz, and Wilmer. And then I have some TBD guys. Elliot Ramos, Jungwoo Lee, Schmidt, and Bailey. This team needs to pick a chart in terms of direction and ride it out the rest of the year. And if you make the playoffs like the Detroit Tigers, great. And if you don't, well, then I at least know what I have going into the offseason, and I know what my to-do list is.
888-957-9570. We'd love your participation this morning. It's the same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. You can text it on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Alex in Atlanta wants to join the conversation. He was at the game yesterday, Joe, and he's fired up about it. Alex,
what's up, Alex?
Good morning.
Last night, I definitely went to bed angry. And this morning, I woke up just feeling deflated and disappointed. Joe, I'm right where you're at right now, where I'm waving the white flag. I'm ready to sell at the deadline. I think you look at guys, either the Lucianos of the world, the Matoses of the world, like you mentioned already, try to see what you can get for them. I look at Robbie Ray, and I know that he's only got 1 year left on his deal after this, and he's going to be 34 years old. This is probably his peak value right now. I think you look to try to move him to a playoff team and see what you can get back. But the bigger thing I come with to the table today is that I think as a fan base, we greatly underestimated how bad of a situation Buster Posey inherited when he took this job over from Farhan Zaidi. It's like one of those home renovation shows where the couple goes in and they think, oh, there's a little water damage. There's some loose floorboards here and there. We can fix this up, no problem. And then the deeper you dive in, you realize there's termites on the front porch. There's water in the basement. There's squirrels in the attic. There's mold on the walls.
No!
You didn't estimate just how bad of a situation you were getting. And I agree, there needs to be an organizational shift. There needs to be a teardown of this team.
Mm-hmm.
There are players like Wilmer Flores, like your Mike Yastrzemskis. Lamont Wade Jr. fell into this bucket earlier in the year before they traded him to LA, where you just need to let these guys go because they're not part of your long-term future. You need to cut out all the pieces of this roster, all the pieces of this organization, including coaches that Farhan had his tendrils in before he was let go. I get to Bob Melvin, and I don't blame Bob Melvin for where this team is right now because he has a lot of miscast guys on this roster. You have an Elliot Ramos who, let's face it, is not good at fielding his position. In a lot of ways, he reminds me of a Manny Ramirez who could hit the ball for you, could drive it over the fence, and he's not hitting right now, so maybe that comparison isn't apt, but he could not field his position. He was a defensive liability. Jungwoo Lee, who was a Farhan signing, who in a lot of ways Farhan overpaid for based on the market value that a lot of people projected Lee to have, isn't hitting, isn't keeping up with major league pitching, and now he's not fielding his position. Casey Schmidt, I love the guy. I don't know if he's your everyday second baseman moving forward because he just looks out of place there. And a perfect encapsulation of the game last night, they didn't show it on the broadcast, but in between innings, you know how a player will be in the outfield before the defensive change and throw a ball to the fans? Elliot Ramos goes to throw a ball into the crowd, misses the left field wall by about 5 feet, underthrows the fans, and then the very next inning airmails a ball over Willie Adames' head trying to get it back into the infield.
No!
I think this team is all out of sorts. I think Bob Melvin has them playing with a malaise that rivals that of a leper colony, and I think you just need to tear as many things down as possible this offseason. It probably includes moving on from a lot of your coaches, but I think a hard reset needs to come, and you need to sell at the deadline.
That's Alex in Atlanta. He had a lot there. I wouldn't compare it to a leper colony. Listen, if Joe Torre in his prime or Bruce Bochy in his prime was managing this team, how many more wins do you think they'd have? How many more wins? A couple?
Yeah, four? Maybe a couple.
Like, I just don't think the talent overall on this team is just good enough to compete for, you know, winning the division. Maybe they could be a playoff team, but offensively, I think we know who this team is. And if you're not going to hit the ball, like, it's going to put the onus on your pitching staff. And if your pitching staff doesn't have any depth outside of your 4 and 5 guys, like, that's going to be tested. And if you don't have the farm system to tap into, then I'm sorry, you're cooked.
Well, I think
so they just don't have the depth on this team. They just don't.
It's not even depth. They're subpar in so many areas.
That's what I'm saying. And which you would like to tap into a farm if you like need to. They can't even do that.
Joe, I think his number one point, which I'd like to get into on the other side, the situation Buster Posey inherited was way worse than we thought.
Yes.
It is what it is. It's way worse than we thought. And I will describe why. I'm going to go through just how bad it is right now for the Giants.
And that's what's coming up the game. 888-957-9570. Would love your calls or texts there. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
No!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
How's the energy not there when you just had a week to relax? You just had the All-Star break, right? How is the energy not there? How is a sense of urgency not there? Is that a player problem? Is that a Bob Melvin, a manager problem? 888-957-9570. The heart and soul of this team, Willie Adames, right now is saying they don't have the energy. Who's to blame for that? And it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Joe, I'm concerned. I'm very concerned.
This team is in such a worse spot than I anticipated. And look, I know, like, it's the easy thing to do, like, trade everyone, bottom out, lose. Like, it's not even what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you actually have players who are intriguing, okay, at minimum. I'll ask you right now. Similar to the Golden State Warriors, do you have any idea if Luis Matos is good or not?
No, I don't. I just don't.
Do you think he's ever been given a 2 or 3 week stretch to just play?
No.
To just play every day?
I know where you're going with this.
What?
I know where you're going with this, but no, I don't think so.
Boy, that feels just like the Warriors.
I know.
Like, at least the Warriors, though. At least the Warriors. Dude, you have Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And Draymond Green. And, like, the highest payroll at the time in the sport. Like, you don't have time for development. Like, I understand that. What is the excuse for the Giants? And Sam keeps coming in here, and he's like, well, it's a win-now roster. What? You could say win-now, but if I ask other fans of other teams, hey, are the Warriors win-now? Well, when you have Steph Curry, you're always win-now.
Yes.
Okay? But if I ask that same question, are the Giants win-now to a Brewers fan? They'd be like, what? Why don't you just be good?
Well, I'll say this. When people like Dave Fleming, when people like John Smoltz, when people like Jim Bowden come on our airways post-Devers deal, and they tell us that this team is legit playoff contenders, I think that does skew a lot of fans to say, you know what? All these guys that know this team and know baseball are telling me these are legit contenders, and all of a sudden, they fall flat on their face. So yeah, I feel like fans feel some type of way about it. We were told by a lot of the media entities of the world that they were win now. We were told that, Joe.
The Braves are win now. The Braves are win now. They have a roster that is unbelievably talented and has won in the postseason. That is a win now organization.
Correct.
Okay.
I think they would be viewed as more disappointing right now. Way more
not
disappointing.
Not a doubt in my
compared
mind.
Compared to where the Giants are at. And
okay.
Right now, the Giants
you know
are
what
still
the Giants have been?
Yeah.
You know what the Giants have been? They have been an under 500 team every single year except one since 2016 ended.
It's not been good.
Okay? That's a decade. All right, we're in 2025. So you can tell me this is win now. No, you have to prove that you can, you know, jog before you can run. And then you have to prove that you can run before you can sprint. All right? We're not there. We skip too many steps. And myself included, I'm admitting my own fault. Joe, this team did not have an everyday player under multiple year contracts just last year. And you're telling me in one offseason, well, this is win now. That's not just because you say it, just because you want it, just because you feel it, doesn't make it so. I say this to a lot of young men that I coach and that I mentor. I go, just calling yourself a man and being 21 years old does not make you a man. Being a man is showing up every single day and grinding for years and doing a bunch of things you don't want to do, not begrudgingly, not dragging your feet and letting everyone know, well, oh, I'm doing what men do. No, it's about just doing it every single day, year after year after year. And there's a lot of things that go into it. You don't just all of a sudden, I'm a man, I'm 21. It's like the Giants. We signed Adames. We're in win now mode. No, you were so deficient at shortstop the last couple of years and in your farm system, you had to get someone. Now, I like Adames and I'm rooting for him. Joe, there are six other positions on the field, starting pitcher being one of them, and your guy couldn't even record an out yesterday. You don't have a fourth and fifth starter. Then I look at, like, the other positions, right field. Come on, man. What are we doing? Center field. I don't know if he's a big league player. I don't know. The jury's out on Jung-Hoo Lee. Left field, I like Ramos. He made the All-Star game last year. If he doesn't make another one for the remainder of his career, would you be that surprised?
I mean, it's hard to be an All-Star in Major League Baseball, especially as a everyday player.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll say this real quick. To Sam's defense, because I know you're
I'm
getting
not
on.
Bashing Sam.
No, you're not.
I'm not bashing Sam.
No, I know you're not bashing
we
Sam.
We have been wandering the desert. We're dying for this team to be good.
I will have Sam's back in this sense. Again, I'm going to keep referencing it. And Sam and Carter, if you guys can grab some of the sound that was taken that week of when Devers became a Giant. Just the way people were talking about the Giants that week, I think skewed a lot of the fans that were starting to get excited about this team and their expectations. Like, let me just ask you. The expectations for you, once they did get Devers, what was that, June 15th was Father's Day. So that week, You didn't think they were going to be a playoff team at minimum?
No, I did, but I also, I had things in my mind that I should have known were unrealistic to sustain.
Like what?
Number one, yes. Wilmer Flores. It's the last time Wilmer Flores had a full season.
It's been a minute. He's old. He's an old player.
Okay, so like, this guy was red hot carrying this team for weeks on end.
But we all knew that wasn't sustainable. We knew that. We were talking about it. Said, Wilmer can't be keeping this up.
Yeah, but he hasn't been great.
No, he hasn't. He had a couple hits yesterday, like, but it is.
You know, Jung Woo Lee started off the first month of the season great. It's been really bad since then. Just look at the advanced numbers. They did a graphic last night, the first 50 games versus the last 50 games. And they were at the top of every single metric in baseball through 50 games. But the second 50 games, meaning the last 50 games, they're at the bottom of everything. So a lot of things have flipped, you know? And so, look, the reality is I overrated where they were. And there were certain elements that I thought were could be sustainable, and they just aren't. And they can, you know, like, they can ill afford a bad Landon Roop start. That would be three horrific starts in a row from your 3, 4, and 5 starters.
And that's then who you counting on to wrap up the series. One, Justin Verlander with a 5 ERA. I know you're scoffing. I don't mean to hurt you right there. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call
or text. So on what team in baseball that you take serious is Mike Yastrzemski or Jung Woo Lee a legitimate leadoff hitter? I'm asking sincerely. Just take a step back. And just that would be like me saying, like, you know, do you think Brian Hoyer can lead this team to the playoffs? That's the equivalent of that right now.
I mean,
what do you mean?
Kind of.
He's a journeyman.
But like the quarterback compared to a leadoff hitter, that's what we're doing?
Do you see who's leading off for the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Yeah, I saw Jerickson Profar, who was like a nothing a couple years ago, leading off for the Braves.
Jerickson Profar has been an excellent player
for three
straight years.
Solid. Also got pop for roids.
No doubt, but he's been an excellent player, has he not?
230 this year. Then he's coming back because he's obviously dealt with suspension. But again, like, I think if you look top to bottom, you lead off hitting in baseball, you'd be surprised about some of the big boy teams, and you wouldn't have like some of the names you would not recognize. Jung, I'm not here to cape up for Jung Woo Lee. That's not what I'm saying right now.
Did you just see the Arizona Diamondbacks outfield?
I'm not buying the Brian Hoyer
comparison.
Alec
Thomas is better than anyone. What?
I'm not buying the Brian Hoyer quarterback comparison with Jung Woo Lee right now. The quarterback means so much more in baseball than the leadoff.
I'm saying like that's the level of inspiration. Have you ever watched this guy play ball? Are people watching or are they just hoping things happen?
I watch him, yes. He has not been good.
How many defensive mistakes has he made in the last 3 weeks?
We all agreed this was basically his rookie season, so I can't be that hard on the guy.
So then how will we win now? If your center fielder in one of the most difficult outfield divisions defensively in baseball on a team that is going to hang its hat on pitching and defense, how can we say that this is a win-now team when I have a center fielder who I don't even know about?
In fairness, this entire team for the last 50 games has told you who they were, and you actually set the graphic. I think it was NBC Sports Bay Area that posted it yesterday. It was great. Shout out Laura Britt and Rich Reilly on the broadcast. But this is the last 50 games in the Major League Baseball ranks for the Giants, all right? So runs per game, 3.5, that's 30th. 3.5. It's 30th. It's not good,
by
the way.
It's a big stretch. 50 games is a third of the season.
Yes. Their average with runners in scoring position. .193. 30th in Major League Baseball. All right. And then you go to the team ERA and the starter ERA and the bullpen ERA, and that's all 12th, 10th, and 12th, respectively. So the offense, all-time bad this season. The pitching is keeping you afloat, but the pitching, and you made this comparison, it was a good one, it's kind of like having a good or an elite defense in football, and your offense just keeps getting 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out. That's kind of how it feels right now, watching the Giants. Offensive ineptitude, and God bless Rafi Devers, even when he's hitting the ball, he's lumbering around those bases, and I'm just waiting for that hip or something to give out. That's what it looks like. It's awful. I don't know who he needs to hang out with in the offseason to fix that or just get healthy. Maybe he needs to do some yoga with Matt Chapman. I know he's talked about that. Get in the yoga room, hot yoga, sweat it out too. Lose some of those pounds because it's awful. It's horrendous. Willie Adames, he's gotten it together. But it sucks that I can't even celebrate him playing well because the team as a whole isn't playing well right now. Richie in Queens wants to join the conversation. Richie, good morning.
Good morning, boys. You know, I'm trying to think the positives, too, and there isn't many. They're not out of it yet, but the ship is definitely sinking. Those numbers are staggering. Since June 1st, 191 with men, not even in short visit, with men on base. They never come up with a big inning. They never sustain a rally. even though...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.